Washburn was kind of tight, but he was like, he's kind of like sketchy too.
Bro, episode 56 is definitely the Cole Calhoun episode.
No.
And we.
No.
Well, not we. I hate Cole Calhoun. Was he a good player? Was he a good defender? Yes. Did he bat in the 100 sometimes?
We're going to see him soon.
Yeah, I don't care.
We're going to see it. Are you going to tell him? Oh, shit. Yeah, you're fucking done.
Oh, shit. I just realized.
You're done.
It's going to be on site. Cole Calhoun, was he a good defender? Yes. Did he bat in the 100 sometimes?
He was pretty clutch. He was pretty clutch.
Was he a fucking douchebag? Yes. Would he ever sign my stuff? No. Therefore, number 56 has a spot in my heart known as the timeout zone where you never come back from.
We have a special announcement at the end.
Do we?
That relates to Cole Calhoun, but
anyways,
we'll get there.
I was here early. Carl was late again.
That's actually not true.
Because
I was here first.
You took the wrong BART.
I was here first.
You took the wrong BART train. No. And then you said it was an accident on BART. And then you said there was traffic. And then you said yada, yada, yada. You just lied.
You sabotaged me.
I did not sabotage.
Yeah, you did.
You fucking put taking a shit on BART.
You put traffic on the... Do BART have... How about when someone's like, I know you're not from the Bay Area if you say the BART. Hey, how about the BART can suck my balls?
We're actually not from the Bay Area.
Literally not from the Bay.
So it's like, yeah, I hate when people try to gatekeep things. Like, I know you're not calling it the BART. You're not from here. Hey, don't want to be.
I know you're not trying to make this jacket a thing if I've had it for 3 years.
Dude, someone in the 12-ounce group called me like SoCal Elite, and I'm like, you realize that's a fucking compliment. Like, that's a thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Like, thank you.
You want me to call you East Coast trash?
That's quite literally the opposite.
That's what I mean. But like,
yeah, I know.
Like, you want me? He's like, oh, you're a fucking, you're rich,
dude. Hey, you're SoCal Elite. Like, oh.
You're rich. Oh, darn.
Really?
Hate being rich.
All right, episode 56. We had Dallas Braden on last week. No Dallas Braden this week. Can't have them on all the time. But the Angels, man, they looked fucking nice. Thursday through Tuesday. How many days is that? 6-3-3. Well, just kind of like we called it, right? We get a call. Well, maybe we didn't call 3-3, but we're like, we're hoping.
We hoped for it. But could have gone horrible. Remember when I said prepare for like 0-4 against the A's? And you're like, no, fuck no. We're not.
Yeah, doing there's
that.
No way. We're.
I know, but we started off 0-2, and it was like, oh no. Like, is that like a TikTok song? Like, fuck it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It was one of those.
It's crazy because I've been thinking about doing a Rocks TikTok. I just can't get over the fact of, like, I have to learn
how to use TikTok.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, like, figure it out. And I've heard a lot of people have actually, like, blown up that way. They're like, we blew up because of TikTok.
I think it's because the algorithm is, like, it takes you to something you have no business watching without you even trying to.
Is that true?
Yeah, like if my girl sends me TikToks, I look at it and it takes me to like a fucking pimple popping video.
Nice.
Why do I want to watch that?
All right. So real quick, before we get into this fully loaded, chock full episode, we want to thank our studio / barbershop / turn up zone /
Yeah, we got kind of shitty on that one episode.
Which one? Oh, we did last week?
Yeah.
No, 2 weeks ago.
Like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, 2 episodes ago. Shout out Rico's in Fullerton. Make sure you guys look them up on Google Maps. Actually, if you look them up, they're Rico de Benitez Salon. Yes. The best place to come get a haircut. The only place I'll let someone cut my hair, regardless of where I'm at. So when I make it to Barstool and I'm in New York, I'm going to be flying David out twice a week or twice a month.
So then technically it's not the only place you'll...
It's the only guy I'll let come. Okay, there you go. So the place is a variable. The barber is not. Come here. Ask for David. Try to get a time slot. Don't get my time slot. But any other time slot. I come like twice a month. So you have 100 other time slots to come.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually pretty good rates if you look at it. Like twice a month is solid. Rico de Benitez Salon on Apple Maps. Also Google... Look it up, call, ask for David, get a haircut, look good, go to the game, or go to DTF, or go home. I don't care, but just come here and do whatever after.
Would you get your haircut on BART?
No, I don't. Like, I don't even know what a BART is. Like, they kept saying BART, and then I felt like old because I was like, I didn't want to be the one to be like, all right, guys, what's a BART?
I think it's Bay Area something transit.
What does that mean, though? Like, is it a train?
I think it's like a poor train.
Subway.
So why the fuck was our star pitcher... And hitter on
that was tricky. And
newfound okay catcher.
So let's.
Who? Kurt.
Okay.
He's all right.
You mean anybody else?
He's all right now. Anybody else? Number 24?
Fucking Trent Rush with the dagger from the top. Okay, so this weekend was lit, right? It was, I guess we could start Thursday, because that one was...
Since we last...
That one was the wildest. Like, that one was one where, like...
Since we last spoke, it was Thursday.
I think we panicked, right? We're like, ah, fuck. Like, we had just talked to Dallas, and then it's, like, right... It's, like, a couple hours out from first pitch. You see the Angels release the lineup, and everything's dandy. And then you just get out of nowhere, like, Ohtani scratched. Ohtani scratched from his start. Which, like, if you're going to report that, I get you want to be first, but, like, yo, be a fucking bro. Like,
need some context.
Need some context. And I think that's obviously a problem when it's, like, first not correct, right? Or what do they say? Like, first, I'd rather be first than right or something.
Yeah.
At the very least, you could put, like, hey, not injury related. Or, you know, like, I'm imagining being a reporter and them saying, we're scratching Shohei. And I, like, instantly, before even tweeting, I'd be like, why? Like, if it's Joe Maddon telling you, like, Shohei's scratched from the lineup, I'd be like, why?
Yeah, but by that time, someone's like, Shohei out.
Yeah, but I'd rather be, okay, he could tweet Shohei out. I'll be Shohei out late.
Shohei out traffic.
Shohei out.
Bart.
Late. So, and I think we've all been late. I mean, you're the fucking Ohtani of being late. Two-way star. You could be late. You could be really late or really early. You do it both.
I'm incredible.
And what like, feel like, because I've been late, what kind of feelings you get? Like, I mean, I'm try to run through them with me. It's just like the, did he show up with coffee still? Because it's like, you're already fucking late.
Like, you might as well, like, at that point, like, show it. Just
come. Like, you just want to go Starbucks, just get bacon gouda? Like, I'm already late. Like, I haven't had that happen to me in, like, 5 years of where I've, like, not that I'm very punctual. It's just I'm lucky enough to just work whenever I want.
I used to do that to school. Like, show up to class, you have, like, a fucking Starbucks in your hand, and you're, like, walking to your...
Yeah, that's just no fucks.
Walking to your seat with it, like, at your side, trying to hide it. This fucking professor is looking at
dude,
you.
Dude, fucking...
Hey, also, before we get going...
No, hold on.
No,
hold on,
fuck
hold
you.
Hold on.
Congratulations.
No.
You fucking loser.
Not an accomplishment.
Doesn't matter. Congrats.
Phil Gosselin graduated.
So did you. Nah. Everyone put... diplomas in the chat for Max when this episode comes out.
Oh, diplomas.
Put diplomas or graduation.
Barstool signs only.
Graduation hat.
Yeah, thanks.
You graduated at the river.
Yeah, not the best celebration, but it's still kind of fun. Okay, so Ohtani, you think he just woke up late? You know, like when you wake up late and you look outside, you don't even have to look outside, you just know, like, automatically, you're like, fuck, I'm late.
Oh, it's 8:30. And
like, you just could tell where the sun is, you're just like, fuck. But this was like a 6 p.m. game. How the fuck are you late to a 6 p.m. game?
My question is, why was he not with the rest of the team?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they do that. I don't know where they were staying, right? This was kind of tricky because they're like, they have to play San Fran. They have to play Oakland. You assume they use the same hotel for both trips. Like, what? I don't think you check in and then check out and then go to San Fran.
What,
you
know, if he's like, I'm not fucking staying in Oakland.
I don't blame him.
He stays somewhere like on the water.
Like, he's
like
in Berkeley probably.
Like, somewhere fucking beautiful.
So they probably stayed in San Fran. I think that's someone will know. Someone's like, yeah, they said they stayed in San Fran.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just don't know. Like, so the accident, and I felt really cool too because Dallas Braden had texted out, or he tweeted out something and said, like, hey, Shohei reported to be running late to the park or something like that.
That's how we got the info.
And that's how we got the scoop. Yeah. And when I texted him, I mean, that was, I could see how, like, Adam Schefter gets, like, a high from, like, breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, when I got the breaking news, it's like, I told you, I told the group chat, I told, like, some guys, I was like, hey, Ohtani, like, what's wrong with him? I said, I literally said traffic. People thought I was kidding. But then when it came out like 20 minutes later that it was traffic, they're like, yo, good scoop. And I was like, yeah, no shit. I'm the scoop guy now. So shout out Dallas Braden.
Like this.
It pays to be connected. And I'm not saying we're super connected, but one of these days I just want to break like Jared Walsh signs 10-year or fucking 7-year extension per rocks in the outfield. Like that would just be elite.
I want to break Jared Walsh has been voted into the All-Star game.
That also is a problem. We'll get to that in a second. Thursday, let's just rip it off like a Band-Aid because it sucked. It was so long ago that it doesn't even feel real.
We knew it was... as soon as all that shit happened with Shohei and Magazuki, it was like a... It was just a bad vibe in general.
Well, the picture of Chris Bassett holding the fucking Triton.
Yeah, Aquaman.
I honestly thought we're never going to win a game again.
And he's so nice.
I know. I couldn't even hate. I couldn't even touch on him because of how nice he is.
Fucking pisses me off. Like, I want to hate you.
No, I mean, I'm totally there with you. But 5-0 loss on Thursday.
Yeah, Bassett was nice. Like he was nice as a person, and he was nice on the mound. Like, just fucking cooked us up. The Shohei shit definitely put a wrench in everything. And then, like, he had to have his start pushed back. It kind of was just like, it was a bad start to the road trip in general.
Overall, just not a good time. And again, like, when it kind of put our whole operation in a hole, because our operation is to make the Angels respectable and to make sure that people can't just shit on them without flying. I don't want Gary Sheffield Jr. taking shots at the Angels' means of transportation.
He's a fucking dork.
I mean, I had one that I was going to fire off, and I say, you know, I didn't choose violence that morning, but people like that are going to take shots on the Angels, and we just serve it up on a tee for them right now when it's like Otani's running late to the ballpark. Like, that's like little league shit.
That's literally like, yeah, this guy missed the team bus. Like,
literally, little league shit.
Remember when the Lakers won the championship last year and they left Quinn Cook, and everyone was just like, how the fuck do you leave this guy? Like, it's like that kind of shit.
The only time they've ever left someone, I think someone got fired, like a college football coach got fired, and then they just left them in the city they were in. They just played in.
That's fucking hilarious.
I think it was Lane Kiffin.
That is pure. That's pure comedy.
Yeah, that's just pure fucked up. And being late like that, just, you know, all the work we're doing, we're like building a sandcastle here because it's so hard to, like, you know, we're a bigger city market. We have a, you know, two bright stars, but we have like an owner who sucks. So we're like building the sandcastle nice and neat, and they just go and fuck us by being like, oh yeah, Otani's late because his bus fucking hit traffic, so then he had to hop on a poor subway, and then he had to like pick up a Bodine bread bowl. Then he had to go. We're just done.
What?
Bodine bread bowl?
The fuck is that?
Like, it's just a bread bowl with soup.
The fucking
clam
chowder. Wharf soup.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Fire.
I didn't know that's what it's called.
That's the bread company, Bodine. Bodine.
That's like Pan Bimbo.
Probably someone's looking at me like how we look at Brendan Schaub is like, fuck. What does he say? Draws. Like,
draws.
That's a tough draw. Like, people are like, it's Bodine or something. Okay, so we went to the river.
Friday, I got there Thursday night. I was watching the game.
Dude, you're a demon also. You went too many days.
It was rough.
You went way too many days. Kind of like spring training almost, where it was just like too many days, except we didn't have to work.
Oh, you weren't there yet on Friday, my near-death experience.
I wasn't there till Saturday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had a near-death experience. We'll talk about that later, but...
I mean, now's the time we're talking about the river.
Dude, so...
You almost died?
I could not have been closer to death. Like, the only thing that saved my life is that I had a life jacket. And I mean, it's literally called a life jacket, but
you were like drowning.
I still was close to, if I didn't have the life jacket, I wouldn't be here. Swear
being
to God.
Serious?
Swear to God. If I didn't have the life jacket, I would have died.
Why wouldn't you just let the river take you and then just, you'll eventually end up on shore.
Bro, the current was going so fast. And so, okay. So we got on the jet ski, and AG69420 has a jet ski that is
sport mode.
Not as easy as...
It only has sport mode.
Dude, and it's like if you're trying to learn how to drive a car, and they're like, here's a car with a Hemi. Like, you...
Yeah, here's a Lambo.
Bro, so I get on, and I, you know, not proud of it, but like, we've been drinking, we've been fucking around. I wasn't drunk by any
means. Yeah, don't say that, don't say that.
Well, no, but like, we got on the jet ski, whatever.
You had one beer. All right, we're so relaxed.
Yeah, I'm with the Angels. I'm Hall of Fame, bro.
As soon as you said that, you're done. Like, as soon as you say, I'm with the Angels, no respect.
So me and my girl get on the jet ski. I'm like, hey, you want to go? I don't particularly like going on just because I like controlling shit that I can control. And I cannot control the water. I cannot control what's going to fucking happen to me if I fall off this jet ski.
Okay.
So, but I know that she enjoys it. So I was like, hey, you want to go?
You're a YG.
We're feeling good, kicking it.
YG with a naked girl in the back.
Yeah, but she had clothes on. So we got on immediately. Like, imagine, like, you know the videos
when... Yeah, no, I've been on the jet ski. It's shaky.
But you know the videos when, like, the guy is running rounds first and just falls?
Who did that? Fuck, who did that? Someone just did that.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Very recently.
I forget who.
So you, like, round first, about to go for a double, and you just fall. Like, that was me. I literally got the first. Fucking kaboom, fell off. I'm able to put myself back on, put my girl back on. We're going, just kind of trying to cruise it. But this fucking current is taking us to where... I can't.
The current is taking the jet ski?
Dude, I couldn't hold the jet ski straight enough to where like it wouldn't rock.
Oh, you were mad, LaRusso. You were LaRusso'd out.
No, I wasn't. Not at all. All right. And it was like, I don't know how to explain it because I've only been on D's jet ski, and that one is a lot more.
It's like a wide body.
You have a lot more control on that. Yeah. So it's not like it's nothing crazy. But this fucking jet ski is like when you learn how to ride a bike without training wheels, and you're like,
damn. Well, so you just went straight, no training wheels right away,
bro. So I was going like this, and then I'm panicking because my girl's on the back, and I knew we were gonna be fine because of the life jacket shit. But I'm literally like, oh fuck. We fell like three times, right? Finally go, like, it just takes us, I don't know where, to, like, another little shore area almost. And then we get back on, turn the fucking jet ski on, and we start going back towards it. But the current is going too fucking fast against us. So I'm, like, I'm literally like this, like.
Like, so you're just stuck.
Bro, stuck. And then we finally fell again. Just because
you wouldn't gas it?
We fell again, and the fucking thing isn't going now at this point. There's rocks stuck in the little propeller thing. Takes me all the way down. I fucking turn into the rock in Skyscraper when he has to hold the helicopter with the chain. And I'm holding the jet ski and holding onto someone's dock as I'm trying to like grab my girl, tell her to get on the side too. So I'm fucking like, trying to hold onto this thing. Finally swing the jet ski back into like the someone's dock area.
Yeah.
I don't have water shoes on, so there's algae all over the fucking floor.
Gross.
Stepping on that, I feel like I'm in an Alex Party card. Like, there's shit all over the floor.
That's gross.
So we finally get to shore, deck, whatever you want to call it. Sitting there for 1 hour.
What are you just waiting
for? Had to have been 1 hour. I don't know. We were like...
You were waiting for, like, Weddle to find out?
I don't know if I was just in shock. I should have just walked up to the person's house. That would have been a psycho move. But, like, I was just sitting there, like, yo, we would go like this to people. And they would, like, look at us and just keep going. I'm like, I'm fucking done.
That's so funny.
So we're just waiting, and then finally Weddle comes.
How did he get there?
So.
He swam?
Fuck no, dude. He would have still been swimming right now. The guy next to us saw us initially when we fell. He was trying to help get us back. But then he saw that the thing wasn't going anymore. So I'm assuming he went and told him, like. And then Weddle and the other guy go by, and my girl's like, I think that was them. But they just couldn't see us. We're just fucking stuck there. And
you were going to die.
Bro, if I didn't have a life jacket, I would have been LaRusso'd out.
I'm thinking about that. It's actually D's fault.
That's
for not being.
That's the first thing we said.
Yeah.
That would have never happened if I was on his. Because not only is that
Or if he was there.
Oh, because he could have came to get us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also I would have never gone on Weddle's.
Or that, yeah.
I would have just gone on D's. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, that jet ski's already hard as it is.
So everyone's having transportation issues. You, Otani.
Bro, it was the fucking Oakland sabotaging me.
That's terrible. And then you bought a jet ski because you broke it. So what we're trying to say is go buy a shirt in the store.
I'm fucking done. Because
Carl is...
I need you guys to fund this operation.
Carl just bought a jet ski, I think. All right. I mean, that
story, like, made me revisit those feelings and, like, those thoughts.
I feel like you're sad now.
I'm out, dude. Like,
you're just sad.
I don't know if I need to, like, go to therapy. Like,
yeah, I think you do. That sounds what it's like. The river was, I showed up on Saturday, straight into a party. It was cool. The hotel, like, the Wi-Fi in the hotel was just dog shit. So I was, like, in my room. Like, after being on the river, like, a long day, love to just chill in my room and just be on Twitter, talk shit, watch TV, watch sports, whatever. But it was like your plane just landed. And it's like, you kind of have service, kind of don't. The hotel, like, is just like, so then I was like, fuck it, I'll get food. Line at McDonald's, 4 hours long.
Well, should've gone Outback.
Twice as long. Like, every person was at my hotel. It was just mad long, like. They acted like that was like the Met Gala or something. Bro, it was like unbelievable.
I didn't even tell you. So we got there Thursday night. Thursday, let's say 2 a.m.
Okay.
Four of our friends were already there. We got there. We said, worst case scenario, okay, it's 2 a.m. We're going to probably wake up at 5:30, 6 maybe to head to the river. Worst case scenario, we crash for a couple hours and we're fine in one room. Like, weird high school Las Vegas type shit, but we'll make it work.
You book a room Thursday?
No, we got there Thursday, And we're like, okay, we're just going to go see. So our plan was get there Thursday, go to the room, see how the situation is. We'll figure something out. If not, if it's too ass, we'll get a room for a couple hours. No big deal. Because it was five of us.
You're going to Ed's room.
Yeah. So we got there. We get to the lobby of the hotel. All four people in that room might as well have not had cell phones. Radio silence.
Because the service is ass.
No, because they fucking slept. All were asleep. Every single one of them were asleep.
No shit.
So we're like, yeah, we're fucked. So I'm like, let's just go get a room. So we're walking over. Greg finally calls me like, yo, just come up to the room. It's this number, whatever. I'm like, hey, we're just going to go see what's up. Like,
yeah, no rooms.
Dude, we get to the fucking thing. The lady's on the phone. So I'm just, you know, trying to be polite and shit. Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you. Let me know if you need anything else. Click. So I go up. She's like, hey, how can I help you? I'm like, hey, like, I know it's probably going to cost me a fucking arm and a leg, but like, can I get a room for just tonight? Oh, we're sold out all weekend. I'm like, the Aquarius Resort and Casino that was built in 1412 is sold out?
That's awful.
So we're like, what? Like, what the fuck? So we go up to the room. Nine people in one room, in a like two double bed in a double bedroom, and Greg's girl's asleep. My girl's tired. So I basically just had to fucking like this, think on the fly, wake up all the guys. I'm like, yo, let the girl sleep. We're going to go fuck around downstairs in the casino.
And that's what you guys did.
That's what we did.
Jesus.
Till like 4 a.m. Bro. It was one of those take years off your life trips.
Yeah, that's one of those Seattle. Like, we put that with the Seattle, like.
Maybe the Arizona one.
And now Arizona's going to be. Well, I don't feel that bad about that one because that one.
I feel like it could get ugly.
No. Because.
Bro, we're going to go with nothing.
You're going to start the day in Orange County. You're going to end the day in Orange County. So no matter how bad it gets, it's never going to be as bad as
you think. Yeah, but.
So this is an announcement, kind of, I guess, rocks in the outfield fucking announcement is, as you guys know, we're going to Hawaii June 13th, right?
Yeah.
And the Angels play in Arizona that weekend. And so we're like, fuck, we can't catch a game. We'd love to. Arizona 6-hour drive, whatever. I don't know why it never crossed my mind, but I was like, we're leaving Sunday morning, right? There's a game Saturday at 1:00. We could fly to Arizona, go to the game, and then fly back the same day. So I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to hit up Chase Field. I've never been there. But Angels at Diamondbacks, leaving at like 9 and then coming back at like 7. It's just like a full day of work. Isn't that? It's not even crazy, I think.
I mean, the more I think about it,
it's not that bad.
We could probably do like fly in Friday and go straight to the game.
No, I don't want to get a hotel room because then that creates problems. Not having a hotel room gives us like, all right.
Like we can't fucking chill out.
I mean, unless you want to be Trev, sleep on the airport floor.
Or the roof.
Well, we won't have a roof. That's the thing.
I know, find a
roof. You eliminate the roof, you're good. So that's going to be exciting. I actually can't wait for that. I haven't booked it yet, but I just, because I was really excited about it in the morning. And then I was like, as it went on, I was kind of like, I don't know. Like.
Bro, I'm going to be honest. This Hawaii trip has me rattled.
Why? I need an Angels Hawaiian trip.
We're going to spend so much money.
You're going to spend so much
money. You're fucking.
I've already spent so much money. Okay, dude. Stay tuned. I'm already done.
Stay tuned.
I'm already maxed out.
You can eat fucking ramen in Hawaii?
I'm not going to eat. We're going spearfishing. I'm going to eat what I catch.
You're out of your mind. Crabs. Like, bro, if you think that what you spent already is not going to be double in Hawaii, you're out of your fucking mind.
I'm already done. I'm already capped out. I'm already like, I'm going to have to start asking like the Angels for like a loan. I'm going to say, take some off of like Upton's contract, throw it to me because I'm going to be poor. And you have that week where like you have like a run of like things you have to go do. And you're like, all right, after this, no more money. I'm not doing anything. I'm not spending any more money. I'm not doing anything. And then
impossible.
2 days later, it's like you're in a fucking river spending money on this and that and yada, yada, yada.
Spending $1,500 at Walmart.
At a jet ski. Oh, yeah. I'll take that. That was fire. Walmart in Arizona was fire. I'm a big card guy, and I don't know you guys have heard, like, finding cards at Target and Walmart has been impossible.
Yeah.
We hit a fucking gold mine.
Jackpot at
Walmart. Gold mine at Walmart. Just a full shelf. Haven't seen that in years. That was cool. But it was honestly, after this river trip and, like, everything that, like, the river trip, the Angels, it was just so good to come home. Like, it felt so good to come home. and just like get ready for this homestand, which I like can't. It's like a big pivotal moment in the season.
Big homestand.
It's like we have a huge homestand here. We got four against Seattle, and I don't know who's throwing for them. So for you stat heads, I want to look it up. Look it the fuck up. And then three against Kansas City, where you and I might have to go to the airport and just pretend to be like, hey, we're here for Salvador Perez. And then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And take him to fucking customs be like, yeah, or something.
We're getting him at, well, not customs, because why would he go to customs?
We're going to be like, yo, there's another Salvador Perez that walked through here.
And we're going to be like, yo, you're under.
We think it's you.
Can't be here. You can't be in Anaheim. You're going to San Diego.
Oh, I already told him I'll fight him, remember?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to. We're going to the game. Bro. We're going to that game Monday. So. When I see let's see. We talked about the Thursday game. We talked about the Arizona Demon trip, which that one's going to be fun. The River.
We have to touch on Mark Canha being a little bitch on Friday.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Friday game. I know usually like we like working backwards, but let's go. We talked about Thursday, which was a 5-0 loss. Chris Bassett had the fucking trident. Whatever, the yeah. Bart. That was the Bart day. Never going to forget about that. That's going to be in trivia. That's going to be like, why was Shohei Ohtani scratched in 2021? And then we're going to be 1,000 years old. It's going to be the Bart. Yeah. And then someone's going to be like, oh, if you call it the Bart, you're not from San Fran. Fuck
call it the Bart? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Friday, this was Shohei. This was Shohei day. And it was like.
All things considered.
I can't even remember this well. I can't even remember this. Oh, yeah. He went. This he was went the six. One. Yeah, this is the one where he gave up one.
Three.
He gave up one. I think the bullpen gave up two.
No, he gave up three on like because of like an Upton error. So like.
Now I'm getting mad thinking about it again, but go
yes. ahead. So he gave up the three. But I mean, if you have, you say, hey, we're going to give up three over six innings. Like I'll take those odds.
Yeah, no, that's solid. I think that's three over nine is you should win that.
100%.
But I mean, that's our joke is that the Angels are going to win 13 to 12 every game.
Yeah.
And that's like almost.
Can't score.
Well, the lineup is like bipolar.
Yeah. We could talk about that all day.
We'll get into Rendon. Because it's too. Like a fucking. He's trying to piss me off.
Because it's like, oh, that's.
But not really.
All right.
So Friday.
But yeah, that was when Shohei went up and into Canha. Obviously, everyone knows the guy's.
The big fucking. That was a big moment.
Yeah. Everyone knows the guy's control is not super crispy. I mean, he has like.
I mean, he said it himself. He's thrown and he's been like, yeah, I'm at a 5 out of 100.
Yeah, and he also was rattled from the day before, probably. Like, his whole routine's thrown off. So, Mark Canha really thinks that this fucking little timid guy, not physically little, but, like, little personality-wise up until probably this season, he thinks that Shohei Ohtani's going to start beef with a fucking nobody like him.
It literally was like, and it's a tough spot to be in because it's like, you know, Dallas Braden's our friend. He's friends with them. That's his guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to watch that, like, I mean, dude, like you just had a fastball hum by your ear. And it did kind of seem like it was like out of like a, it was like a snap reaction. Like he couldn't even control himself, Canha. And so he said something back to Ohtani. I didn't watch, did John Boy do something on that?
I didn't see it because we were at the River.
Maybe.
So I missed it.
I don't know if he did or didn't. But Canha says something to Ohtani, right? Probably like, hey, watch it or like, something.
What the fuck kind of thing.
And then this is where kind of like I was in a twilight zone. I didn't know who
I love
was
it.
Who. I didn't know what was what. And just like, you know, we all have that group of friends. And then when a fight goes down, one always surprises the group. And it's like, yo, in Anchorman, they're like, yo, Brick threw a grenade or something. Like, he's like, he... So-and-so had a pitchfork, but like Brick Tamlin threw a grenade, a live grenade.
And in this Suzuki, case, it was everyone else.
Yeah, everyone else. No one did anything except
no, Suzuki. I'm saying it was number 24, everyone else.
Yeah, anybody else. Not everyone. Anybody.
Anybody else.
Anybody else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Anybody else, catcher Suzuki, just got in Canha's grill. And that's exactly what we need. And I was a little disappointed that no one else kind of ran to his defense. I give Suzuki the benefit of the doubt because he's like right there. He has to kind of he has to do what he did, and to show that, I think he bought himself some time on the team. He bought himself another month on the team.
Here's how I see it: like when I've been in situations with like a lot of people, like I've been in situations with you where we're quote unquote gonna get in a fight, but it never really gets close to like getting in the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I obviously am gonna piggyback off of your energy. So if I see you and you're ready to fucking go, that's gonna turn me up. But if I see you and you're like laughing, this fucking dork, like, I'm not going to be that serious about it.
Yeah.
So that's where I kind of want to give the rest of the team the benefit of the doubt, because Shohei was just like fucking giggling. He's just like, this fucking loser.
Yeah, that was so weird too. That was a weird reaction, because I mean that now we're starting to get into like Japanese, how does a Japanese fight start? Like, nobody fucking, like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? And here you usually see the videos of like, what's up, dog? Are you trying to go? And they go and then they start fighting. In Japan, it's probably different. It's probably like,
I think here it's so much more ego driven.
Yeah.
That, like, probably in Japanese culture, like, you could tell Shohei is zero ego. Like, now he has his fun. He's like, he pimps a home run here and there, but
yeah,
he still carries himself like a regular dude.
I just can't, like, I don't know. It's the guy's like comes from a place where like respect is huge. Obviously, yeah. He never disrespects anyone. He never wants to. He's like, he apologized to fucking whoever he got out against the Rays. Remember? Yeah,
the line drive.
Yeah, and it's like for Canada, fucking, it was almost like bully vibes. Like Canada almost gave off bully vibes. It's like, you know, the guy's not gonna fight back.
And Canada,
he'll fold you like a pretzel.
He came out of it looking like more of a fucking dork. Like, oh, out of all people, you're gonna try to fight Shohei Ohtani.
Like, literally, that's like...
Oh, you fucking loser.
That's like crazy. That's like when that movie with Ryan Reynolds and Dusty Dinkelman.
Yeah.
Like, Dusty's just like this nice guy, quote unquote, and Ryan Reynolds trying to fight him. Everyone's like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you trying to fight the nicest kid in the league?
Yeah.
Cannon. It's also like, bro, who the fuck's trying to hit Mark Cannon?
And then you...
Who the fuck is trying to hit Mark Cannon?
You saw Cannon, like, you could read his lips when he says, like... He threw it at my fucking head, and I'm assuming Kurt's like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Like, what do you think he's really trying to hit you in
like,
the head?
Yeah, if I'm Kurt, I'm like, bro, like, come on, dog, like, you're not worth it.
Like, what? Why would you? There was a guy on first. You want me to just put you on two? Like,
also, yeah, I mean, exactly.
Like, put a guy in a scoring position to prove a point.
And well, the funny part is the next at bat, he actually got drilled.
Actually hit him.
So it's like, what's up? Now you want the smoke?
But then Shohei like laid down. He's like, oh my god, like.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny for Shohei.
He's like a walking meme.
Shohei, I mean, we all got to have his back. And that brings up like the viral video of a guy running onto the field.
Oh, that was
to like fight a pitcher. It's like, bro, I'll do that for Shohei.
That's when you get mad at your team. That's when you say, how does no one drop this motherfucker?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Someone got to just starch him.
I feel like that's when like right now Trevor would like hop in right now and he'd be like, well, California law says you can't. So like. I don't know. I mean, but that's, I was telling Carmen, actually, I was telling her, like, I honestly think if someone hits Trout or, like, someone's being a fucking piece of shit about it, like, I'll just go on the field and just be like, all right, scrap, fight me, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously not trying to fight him, but it would be funny. Like, it'd be a viral clip.
Like the Strickland-Bryce Harper situation?
I love when players get drilled. And, like I was watching Manny Machado, the angriest player in baseball, him just getting drilled and just dogging the pitcher. It's like, what the fuck? Because it's like, I know it's not a big deal to get hit, but it's also like, it gives you an excuse to fucking overreact, and I am the king. You give me any inch to like overreact, I'm taking a mile. Like, I asked for a cheeseburger and there's no cheese.
Hey, I know.
Oh, dude. You're good enough.
Hey, I know that you fucking take you're a mile. Dude.
I ask for spicy buffalo chicken sandwich and I get a mild buffalo chicken sandwich, like, then yeah, I'm gonna be like, yo, what are you, a fucking idiot? You don't know how to fucking read? You can't read your own fucking writing?
You ask for the Angel game at Yard House and it takes 5 hours
and I'm called the bad guy here, and I'm the bad guy? Like, that's unbelievable. Also, we didn't do a going yard, we should have. I also
how do we not do that at the river?
I don't know,
just fucking
too drunk. I don't know, it would have been perfect to put out a video at the pool house.
We did put a little one out. Those kind of got a little good reaction.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so this is a perfect segue. Next time you film me, make sure the girl-to-guy ratio is at least 50-50. I know you probably weren't thinking about it, and then, like, all the guys are just like, oh, let me get in, but that just, Mama Ruffin was on our fucking head.
It's Pride Month.
Yeah, it is, obviously, and we're partaking. It's Pride Month, and we were on duty.
Give me the San Francisco Giants hats.
Yeah, I didn't even see those. What was that? They had hats done?
Aubrey Huff is fucking...
Oh, he's so mad.
Aubrey Huff is on the floor, fetal position, crying.
Yeah, but Mama Ruffin, if you guys are on Angels Twitter...
Mama Ruffin gave us a sneak, not so sneak diss.
She's a good follow. She's a just huge Angels fan, goes to like every game. and she saw our video. Funny. The video you put out was, it was pretty good. It was pretty, just like, you know, just saying, hey, we're not going to put out a episode this week. Equipment, we had problems like with the equipment and the electricity. Yeah. And then you just show, I mean, you're trying to harass me. I'm in no shirt hanging out by the pool and you're trying to get me like, you're
it was like four, it was like one girl and like four dudes.
You're trying to put my OnlyFans out there.
Which?
No, there was a lot. The ratio was fine.
Which most people like those kind of videos.
See, because you say that and you're like, it's one girl and four dudes and people are like, oh, these guys are fucking dorks. Like, the ratio was pretty even.
The ratio,
there might have been more girls. More girls. Yeah, there might have been, there for sure was more girls.
Yeah, that's what I was, but what I'm going
to. But it's still Pride Month.
And that's, still, there that's was how more comfortable girls than guys. I am, bro. I'm good.
Well, there was more girls than guys, but it's still Pride Month. But still, there was more girls than
but
guys.
But still, sausage party.
But still.
According to Mama Ruffin.
A lot. Yeah, so she got us. And it's always, you always got to be able to laugh at yourself. So shout out to her. She got us burned.
That was pretty funny.
We are going to need to do like a video with her soon. She's like lighting. It's funny. The people that like light up Angel's Twitter, like I'd love to see like who lights up like Mets Twitter. Like if Mets Twitter has like a Mama Muffin.
Mama Puffin.
Yeah, and every like everyone has their own version of it.
I can't believe she only has like 200 something followers.
Well, she only talks about the Angels.
That's crazy. Yeah, but there's enough. There you go.
Fumble.
Bolts and Halos.
Oh, and the Chargers, yeah. All right, I guess this is a good time to let people know. I guess we're like making a couple additions to the squad. Like I said, we're growing. I'm done with school. Got more time for this. Carl's going to be a star. So we're adding.
It was easy money.
At M Zapata, who, if you guys followed our content, you know her from when we did Kings in the Jungle, a football live stream on 12 Ounce Sports. She's going to come on here and be kind of like the voice of reason, keep us in line, make sure Carl's not outing himself about being Tony La Russa on a jet ski.
I'm with the Angels, bro. I'm legit. I'm Hall of Fame, bro.
As soon as he said, I'm with the Angels, it was handcuff time. As soon as he said that, he could have said any other team.
I'm legit, bro.
He could have said Yankees. He could have said anybody. As soon as he said Angels, the cop was like, oh, yeah, you're done.
Also, 0.09, dude. Like,
also, yeah, cops kind of being a dick.
That's fucking
crazy. I also hate how people are like, people using their celebrity status to get out of tickets. It's like, 100% when I get there, I'm using it.
You would do the same.
Ever.
First, let's not, this is not us condoning drinking and driving by
any means. Do not drink and drive.
By any means. But if I'm famous and I'm able to get out of a non-harmful offense, I don't hurt anybody, I don't like
all
put
right,
anyone's lives in danger, then like I can get out of it. Like
I'm doing that.
100%.
If I can get out of a speeding ticket, a
fucking jaywalking ticket.
Oh, I'm 100%. Yeah. I'm throwing them tickets. I'm throwing them whatever I can. Sign baseballs.
I'm legit, jerseys, man. I'm bats. Hall of Fame. Let me cross the street.
I mean, also Hall of Famers should have like maybe not DUI drinking and driving, but they should get like a get out of a traffic ticket card.
Bro, I thought Joe Madden was like
you're in the Hall of Fame.
I thought Joe Madden was having a fall from grace as like a famous manager. Tony La Russa's down bad.
I mean, that could be Joe Madden in like 5 years or 10 years or something.
No, but at least Joe Madden is in touch with reality, kind of.
We also have Joe Madden experience shirts coming out soon. So that my guy's still working on it. It's kind of slow.
It's all right.
But
they're going to hit.
I think so, too.
They're going to hit.
I think so, too. And that's my money in my pocket.
Oh, yeah?
You want to talk about your series or you just want to like debut it?
No, we're just going to let it out. We'll put it out.
I like that. I like that. Okay, now we get to the fun part. Two wins against the A's.
Huge Saturday.
Was sauced. So it's like I don't.
Russa.
Huh?
You're Tony La Russa.
Yeah, but I wasn't driving.
Yeah, you were.
So Saturday, a shutout. I don't. The first one.
Dude, it fucking seems like it. I mean,
I think it is. I think it was the first shutout, and it was Alex Cobb. Cobb's in the chat. The thing was out there, and he threw. I was actually surprised that we were winning, and.
Cobb has had two of the best starting pitching outings of the season. This one and the one in Kansas City.
He's making an argument for the best acquisition.
Yeah, I mean.
Who
else would it be? Like Iglesias, kind of.
Oh, Rysel. Like, I mean, man crush on Rysel.
And then Jose. He's cool, but like he hasn't got there yet.
Yeah, I mean, right now I think it has to be Cobb. Like, you could say Cobb's the best pickup this offseason. Just because of like, dude, he comes out and when he's on, he's on. And he went seven and something.
So, yeah, like seven, I think.
Which is like
he does look like Patchy the Pirate from SpongeBob.
His hair beard situation, like kind of
interesting guy.
Reminds me Weaver-ish.
Yeah.
Like it just the look, not the play, just the look of his facial hair and the hair coming out of the back, I wonder like what kind of guy he is. Because I'd love to get him on here and just talk and be like, what's up, Cobb? Like, how you doing?
I bet you could fight.
I'm not going to find out.
I want someone to charge the mound with him on the mound.
I want to go. So I'm going to go to the game Saturday. I want to go with a sign that says, like, show me the thing. Because that'll come out on the
show me your thing.
No, the thing. Not your thing.
No, dude, show me your thing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Pride Month.
It's not going to come up. They won't show that. So shut out, what the fuck? Like, yeah, it was surprising to finally shut a team out.
Yeah. And
not reading that. I don't know why you put that on there. You're an asshole.
I want to see if you catch that.
Yeah, no, fuck yourself. Sunday, 4-2 win. Quintana, another one.
The infamous pool video.
I didn't know he went 3 innings. I think I was drunk as well. Maybe not being the best Angels fan by being... I mean, I want to be drunk during the games, but I also have a responsibility of like knowing what happened. I have no idea what happened that game.
I think he went 3, Suarez 3, Tony Watson 1.
Just shoulder inflammation, huh?
Mike Myers 1, and then one more person. I don't think it was Crispy. Was it Crispy?
I think
it
was
Crispy. It was Crispy.
Yeah, it was Crispy. Damn. All right. Well, I mean, the bullpen... Hey, came bro. Through. There's a stat out there. Michael Myers, 0 runs on the road when he appears. All his runs are from home games.
That's like the worst thing you could have ever said.
That is, but it's true though.
I know, but like that's horrendous.
It might not be true. Someone's going to look it up and say, well, he actually walked in a run on against his Kansas. Yeah, fuck yourself. The home and away numbers are incredibly staggering.
What do they call them? Splits, right?
I'm going to call them numbers.
No, what people call, like that's what the term?
Points. I'll call him points.
How many points does he allow on the road?
But I think he has, if not 0, a very limited amount of runs on the road.
Yeah.
And Cishek, where the fuck did that guy come out?
Oh, yeah, that guy went.
Steve Cishek sells seashells by the seashore.
Sidearm.
That guy, I don't know if he pitched in that game, but he has been on fire. We got to give him some love. Walsh with the only bomb of the series.
Dude.
Because that park is fucking huge.
That fucking... It's like off topic, but like, remember that stat? The Cubs bullpen didn't allow a run for
39 innings.
Dude, holy shit. If we had that, we'd be like first place.
Yeah. I mean, we can't go 39 minutes. It literally seems like every time we put in the bullpen, it's a run.
Yeah, it goes in.
But Sunday, they got the job done. That was the pool day. Pool day was awesome. Video, don't film me without my shirt, without my consent, though. Yeah, fun game. Love winning. Light that baby up. 4-2. And then we get into Memorial Day.
Yeah, I mean, taking two out of four.
Splitting.
They
call that splits.
From our division points. From our division leader. Like, I'll fucking take that every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
So.
Every day.
I mean, yeah, took a little trip across the Bay Bridge, right? Went to.
On time.
Went to Oracle.
And I'm actually.
Oracle now?
Yeah. Or AT&T. I don't know.
I think it's Oracle Park.
I'm upset we didn't go.
I know, just bad timing. Terrible timing. We totally would have gone to both
of those. Terrible timing.
But, yeah, Monday was rough, man. You would have thought Bundy would just come out and let it rip for Memorial Day. But
Kurt just fucking...
Kurt
4-for-4.
Yeah, but, I mean, Bundy gave up 3 jacks. Has not looked great. I mean, I know it's... I don't want to say last year was a mulligan, like... Because he looked great last year.
I don't feel we haven't seen the best. I mean, probably opening day was probably the best.
Yeah.
Right? So we haven't seen the best from Dylan Bundy. But, I mean, what we've seen is like people just jump off the deep end right away. I don't think, like, I can live with that with his outing if offense shows up. Obviously not 6 runs, but.
The ones where he gives up 2
like,
or 3.
Yeah, like.
Yeah,
I don't think he's unsalvageable. Like, you know what I mean?
I think
like,
he only, if I remember correctly, he only gave up 3.
He gave up 2-run bomb.
4. I think he gave up 4 in this one.
Whatever. So whatever he gave up, like, yeah. I feel okay with that or if our offense clicks. It just seems that they just don't click when he's throwing.
Every time.
Literally every time. So we got to figure out, like, yo, what'd you do to your teammate?
A horrible luck. What if he's just an asshole?
And that's why they're just like, yeah,
like, fuck this guy.
Don't take ball 4 today or whatever, you know. Like, yeah, get caught stealing or some shit. So,
and then also Johnny Cueto shut us down that game. He needs to not pitch like that.
Fat fuck.
He's like T-Pain, and he looks like T-Pain if he was a
pitcher. Thought, bro, when I saw he was pitching, I was like, oh, we got a dub.
We're going to light him out.
Yeah, I thought we were. I thought, I think Trout always lights him up, doesn't he? Maybe. I might be wrong. But there was another stat, too. Shout out Trent Rush, Jeff Fletcher, Brett McGuire, all these guys that be putting out these like quirky little stats. With the 8 original Angels, right? Like, I think it was like Trout, Rendon, Upton, Iglesias, Otani,
Stassi,
and some other
Stassi's
ones.
Back. We haven't even said that.
Shout out Stassi.
Yeah.
The Angels were 3-1. And then with Stassi, they're 12-10. Like, I mean, there's so many good numbers.
That's insane.
And that's a perfect way to change the vibe. Like, that's how you change the vibe, is just throw out fucking good concrete stats with not that many like filters.
It gives people,
you could
hope.
Be like, the Angels are 10-0 when Max Stassi's playing, when it's cloudy and it's a giveaway night. Like, limit down the filters and just be like, the Angels are 12-10 with Stassi.
Well, yeah, that's like when fucking people are like, the Dodgers are 12-2 since acquiring Albert Pujols. It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah, bro. So, but we need good stats. So good stats for the Angels is just give me them, and with the least amount of filters. You want to throw some filters on there? Fine, but I'm not going to get too excited about it. It's like, the Angels are undefeated in June. Like, I'll take that. That is one that I'll take. I will tweet it out tomorrow or tweet it out later today and be like, good morning, the Angels are undefeated in June.
Yeah, they are.
And it's like, we'll just get on that. And I think we might have the most run. Oh, no. But
yeah, it was.
That probably would have been one for Tuesday for me to tweet, say the Angels have the most runs in the league this month.
It was a cool.
Yeah, Monday was lit, but we lost, so not that lit. Because I think we lost the lead in like later, like the fifth, maybe.
I think it was, yeah, it was. That was the game that Keon Wong hit a fucking rope.
That would have been a home run.
Should have been a home run.
But it wasn't. That's the one thing I hate about baseball, is that like some parks is just like, oh, would have been a home run in 29 other parks.
Rendon hit one that day too. That was like.
Fix it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fix the problem.
See, but then that kind of makes it cool with like.
No, it doesn't, because our home runs don't go out.
But like, think about the home run in Boston with Shohei. Like, I don't know if that goes out with us.
The pesky pole?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, little shit like that.
Yeah, I guess. Oh. See, that one's cool.
Yeah, see?
That one's cool, but this one sucks.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I get it, because it's fucking annoying when you hit one to the power alley in fucking Houston, and it gets run down, and that would have been into the rocks in Angel Stadium.
Yeah, yeah, I hate that. Or I think, fuck. Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. You're right, 100%. I'm gonna hate it. I'm gonna be a fan, and I'm gonna say, hey, when you guys do it, it sucks, and when we do it, it's fucking cool.
Like the yellow line. Sucks. When we benefit from it.
Yeah, it's the elite, which we like. Coolest thing we're ever. Like 2 for 14 with that fucking line.
Bullshit.
I gotta issue an apology to fucking Mike Yastrzemski.
Why?
I'm a big, big, big anti-nepotism. I'm a big nepotism hater.
Yeah.
Right? And I just hate it. Like, I don't want to see fucking Albert Pujols Jr. on MLB Network. Like,
there was no Vladdy fucking Jr.? Shot.
Good. Tatis Jr. Good.
Okay.
Acuna Jr. I don't even know his dad. Perfect. Good. Mike Yastrzemski.
Austin Rivers. Bad.
He's okay. Mike Yastrzemski, obviously, with like a name so fucking uncommon that no matter how, what way you spin it, like, you'd be, my jaw would drop if you're like, no, I'm not related to Carl Yastrzemski. Like, I'd be like, there's no fucking way. I'm a hater. I'm just going to straight up and just be like, yeah, you got where you are because of your last name. You got drafted because of your last name. You got this because of your last name. He's good.
He's fucking good.
Regardless of what his last name could be Tongs. He's good. Ding, 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 Mike Tongs. Ding, 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 he is a baller. And, you know, shout out to him. The Giants, man, they got something cooking up there because they're a good team, even though we smashed 8-1. Aggregate 9-7. So still won.
Split in soccer, we would have won.
In soccer, we won the series.
Yeah.
But we beat them 8-1 Tuesday, which had to be my favorite day of the week. So one, apologize to Mike Yastrzemski. Sorry that I thought that you just got where you were because of your last name, but there still are people like that. So if your dad's famous and you have a cool job, appreciate that, or I'm coming for your ass. Two,
second apology.
Ooh, second apology. Those glasses, not on this show.
Apologize.
No.
Apologize.
To who?
apologize.
Who am I apologizing to? I'm not apologizing to Anthony Rendon.
Apologize.
I'm booking the flight.
He's fucking back.
He's not.
He's fucking
back.
We'll
fucking see. Thursday night, tonight.
Okay, let's bet today.
What do you want?
Let's say, okay, we're going to the game Friday.
Friday, yeah.
I will buy all your beers on Friday. If
Rendon, is this going to be like a money line Mendez? He has to go. He's going to have to go over 500.
If Rendon doesn't get on base at least twice, I'll buy all your beers.
No. I need, so Thursday night, I need an RBI and get on base once. It's easier for you. Get on base twice.
No, because.
Or two walks. Two walks count as one bag.
Okay, what about, so like two base hits?
Two RBI, base hit or two walks. So you either get an RBI and a base hit or an RBI and two walks.
But what if he hits like two doubles? Then I still lose?
No, then you'll.
How about this? I think the line should be two. Anything less than two RBIs or bases or whatever.
Three strikeouts, you win.
No, motherfucker. I'm saying anything less than getting on base twice, I have to buy all your beers.
Okay, the number's three.
If he gets to three, you have to buy all mine.
No. The number's three, right? He gets to three, I lose. And okay. I'll give you.
And then two, it's a wash.
Two walks counts as one. A base hit counts as one. And an RBI counts as two. So if he gets a base hit RBI, you get three, you win.
Let's just score it like fantasy. Like total bases.
That's what I'm saying. Kind of.
Because then walks count as half a point? That's not fair. Because he walks a lot.
How about he has to have a positive contribution to the game?
That's so hard to quantify.
I don't want to do like the money line Mendez is Trout has to go 500.
No, that's what I'm saying. Two, if he gets on base twice, that's pretty fucking hard.
Yeah, but also need an RBI.
What if he's not an RBI situation?
All right, gets on base twice, or one RBI, gets on base once, or two walks.
So like a solo home run clears the debt?
Because solo home run, we're tied. Solo home run's a push because that's RBI, and he got on base.
So he would have to get to three for me to win?
Yeah.
He has to stay under two for you to win.
Two is a push.
Okay.
One is like a hit. He gets one hit and then
nothing
flies out three other times. I win.
Okay.
If he walks, like, because then walks kind of kill it. What if he just walks four times?
Walk machine.
All right. So I don't know what we're going to call that, but the three game, I guess, is like if he goes to three, you win. If he goes to one, I win. Two is a tie.
Okay. That's how confident I am. I'll go walks or half a point.
All right. Fair.
So if he gets four walks, it's a push.
And that's probably what's going to happen. God's watching, and he's like, all right, motherfucker, watch this.
He's going to get four walks, and one of them's going to be with the bases loaded. So he's going to drive in a run with the walk.
That'd be 1.5 points.
I would win, wouldn't I?
That'd be 1.5 points.
No, that would be four. So that'd be four two. What? Four walks, so it'd be 2 points.
And the last one he drives
and in the RBI. Run?
Okay, yeah, then you would win, yeah. Okay, Tuesday. That's really, there's like three levels to Andrew Heaney. People at my work are talking shit. Obviously, they don't really like the Angels like we do. I know that when Heendog is on.
Yeah, he's cooking.
There's Andrew. So here's the levels of Andrew Heaney, the anatomy of Andrew Heaney. Andrew Heaney, MLB pitcher.
No, here. Listen. Here, though.
I'm saying number one. Okay, so Andrew Heaney, MLB pitcher. Heendog, MLB pitcher. It's good. Heen Perro. What we saw Tuesday night.
No.
That was Heen Perro.
He unlocked a new level.
That was Heen Perro.
He's fucking.
Yeah, we've never seen Heen Perro before.
He's Heen fucking.
He's fucking. He was Heen Perro on Tuesday night.
He scored a run. He got a hit.
Well, yeah, that actually, we haven't really seen that. But he
slid into fucking home?
Only his pitching? Heen Perro.
This guy's crazy. Slid into home.
All right. We got to talk about. Tuesday night. The different levels of our boy, Andrew Heaney. I got some boys at work. Obviously, they don't follow the Angels as closely as we do. And to the rest of the league, I mean, obviously, the Angels are a joke. Andrew Heaney's like a guy that people scoff at. They're like, you know, Andrew Heaney, whatever. I've heard like Jekyll and Hyde. But let's break down the anatomy of like Andrew Heaney, right?
So there's, how many is there?
There's like three or four levels. I haven't decided yet. First level is going to be Andrew Heaney. And we're going to call him Andrew Heaney when he's throwing bad, when he's not having a good outing. That's Andrew Heaney. Then turn him up a notch a little bit, right? He's dealing 5 to 9 strikeouts. That's Heen Dog, right? Then we see what we saw on Tuesday. I don't know how many strikeouts he had. Ton of strikeouts. Add in an RBI. Add in a single. Add in all this stuff. That's Heen Perro. And for those of you that don't know, perro is dog in Spanish. So it's Andrew Heaney, Heen Dog, and then Heen Perro. And we haven't seen Heen Perro before. Oh, and this was one where it's like, this is kind of like a game where it was like, was it the chicken or the egg? Was it
what came first?
Andrew Heaney was good because he had run support?
Or the perro?
Yeah, was Heen Perro good because he had run support? Or was he good, or did we get run support because he was good? He literally contributed to, he run supported himself.
Did he score the first run of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our pitchers can hit. They just can't throw.
How about on Monday, fucking Big Dick Bundy struts up there to lefty and you find out
he's a switch hitter. Talk about that.
Find out he's a switch hitter.
I mean, that guy is probably like, he'll probably down a whole thing of fireball and just be like, what? Like, what did I do? Everyone's like, bro, are you okay?
Let's go to the gas station.
And they're like, what?
Get a fucking lipper.
Heen Perro, like, people need to put more respect on Heen Perro. And if Heen Perro came out more, then, like, we're talking, like, elite arm. But this just kind of scares me because then there was a rumor that we're sellers at the deadline. And if Heen Perro keeps being Heen Perro and Heen Dog, he might not be wearing red at the end of the season.
I
hope not. I hope we're buyers.
I think if we're sellers, I think Bundy's not going to be right.
Anaheim Buyers Club.
Bro, I think we need Matthew McConaughey.
Somebody.
Fucking Jared Leto.
Pride Month.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If we're sellers, it does stress me out because just like somebody's favorite player is gone.
Cobb.
Cobb's in the chat.
Bundy.
Bundy, Big Dick Bundy.
Like we saw Castro go last year, right? He was like so-so. No one really, I was like whatever about him.
Then he decided to violate us on the Astros.
Yeah, I forgot.
And La Stella.
Yeah, La Stella, which is like that. We got shelled in that fucking trade.
Be good. Bye.
I miss all these guys.
I know, but they could all be contributors.
Dex Fowler, miss him.
Oh, I miss Dex.
Oh, let's get into injuries. Because, okay, so Tuesday, 8-1, we win. Fuck yeah, light the halo up. Heen Perro was elite. Yeah. Rendon was elite.
Rendon's back. I don't care what anyone says.
I mean, fuck, bro. It just pisses me off how he can go all these games and then just bust out a 5 RBI game and then just like get on the mic after and just be like, yeah, I don't know, dude.
When's the last time that the bases were loaded and something like that happened? Like for us?
A wall pitch?
No. Bases loaded, then he hits a double down the line. Like that was, I thought
it was 2 men on.
Oh, bases were loaded.
Oh. It's been a while, but it feels definitely.
I mean, the last cool thing was Shohei's sack fly to tie the game.
I'm definitely like super grateful that happened.
Dude, he's back. I'm telling you, he's back. And so, there's people on Angels Twitter saying, "Oh, Rendon's another Pujols."
That's the same thing with like Angels Twitter though. It's like Angels Twitter, we just fucking. Angels Twitter is it's the worst, obviously, but like fucking, it's Rendon hate, Rendon hate, Rendon hate. Rendon single, where the Rendon haters at? Like, how many? Like, we did that with Fletch. We did it with Rendon. That people are doing it with Suzuki. No matter who's slumping there, where the Trout. I'm surprised there hasn't been a where the Trout haters at.
There have been.
You know what I mean? And it's fucking crazy.
It was like a Mike Trout is not clutch subsection of Angels Twitter. There's something for everyone, bro. I'm telling you.
Well, not great. So, 3-3 on the Bay Area road trip. Not the worst. A lot of people would have had their dicks hard for 3-3.
Oh, mine was.
Mine was like 4-2. We're busting.
Yeah.
3-3. We could work with that.
I had to flip it up into the waistband for sure.
3-3. We could work with that because now we're getting to again. We've been here 2018. We swept the Dodgers. Now we had the Tigers, Orioles, and we're like, oh, we're gonna fucking murk their fucking cheeks. We fell apart. I don't want to call this schedule favorable. I don't want to call it what it is. The ball is on the tee. The Angels need a swing.
If we come back here on, Sunday?
Oh.
If we come back here on Sunday and we're like,
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else. Like, we come back here on Sunday, like, yeah, never mind, dog.
No, we come back Sunday, we're on a 4-game win streak. Like,
I was watching Moneyball, they went on a 20-game win streak. I want the Angels to go on a 16-game winning streak.
I want 21.
Well, I just want 16. I'll make a sweet 16 sign.
Oh man, what's our peak has been 3?
Yeah.
Not great. Bro, we had a chance to go. Ah, oh,
got a chance to go 4. I mean, like, we got a chance to go. We're obviously on 1 right now, but our last 10 were 6-4. Love that. That's great. Good. I'll take that every time. You go 6-4 throughout the whole season, baby. You're fucking,
I don't know what.
I don't know, but a lot more wins than losses. But yeah, I mean, the Angels are like, it seemed like Tuesday was like a turning point in the season. I also think on the first of the month, we posted the standings thing. And to realize like how much bad luck we've had, and I know this is a story every year, but it's like to see how much bad luck we've had. We're missing Trout. We don't have this Mickey Callaway story, and we're still only 6 games back.
Dude, we're in striking range.
I think a lot of people were fucking pumped up about that, and they're like, yo, only 6 games back after all this bullshit. I can buy back in. So I think we had a lot of buy back ins this month. Which is awesome.
Like Dogecoin.
People were buying back in. AMC, buying back in.
AMC is just fucking.
RND, buying back in.
What's that?
Rendon.
No.
I'm buying back in, and the price is high. I'm buying in.
You said that he's going to be fucking next Albert. Fuck yourself.
But yeah, we got to get like these people on because we got to be like, you don't believe that.
Well, the guy's played 100 games as an Angel. It's not even a
full, I think it's just PTSD.
It's not even a full season.
It's just PTSD,
Albert
though.
Albert abused us for 10 years.
Yeah, when a girl has, like, a cheating boyfriend, and then the next guy, like, even looks at another girl, he's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
then don't
we have PTSD.
Hey, don't date him.
But we already paid him. We believed in love. We paid
don't
him.
Don't date him.
We believed in love. We paid him.
You have to just, you either have to put that shit aside and shut your mouth and enjoy the fucking Rendon show, or you leave. There's got to be like a battered contract shelter.
I don't know. Maybe some people just, you know, because Perry's new. Oh, no, it was in Perry. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I could kind of see how it's PTSD. But I'm on a mission. Rendon, there will never be another aging star that takes money from the Angels. I swear to God,
He's not even an aging star, though.
I'm not saying, listen, I will not let that happen. On my watch, I will go to the stadium every day and harass him for his autograph and get every fucking penny back. To the Angels. Every penny I get, he's going to sign a baseball. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to buy beers at the stadium. We're refunneling that money back in. So there will be no more Albert Pujols as long as this podcast is a thing. I will make everybody get Rendon autographs, sell them, and then buy back into the stadium, regenerate the money.
I just can't get behind a subset of people that are like actively,
bro, people think the earth is flat,
rooting for one of their best players to just prove them right because you want your ego stroked that bad. You want to be like, yeah, he was an Albert.
See, I called it. Like, it's also,
and then my favorite is the people that are like, damn, we got this guy when we could have got Cole. No, Cole turned us down.
Yeah,
so that's when it's like, man, you have to either. You got to be on one side of the fucking.
That one's still a tough one to swallow, though. Like, that one's like, bro, we brought all the, like, right now. So I'm going to flex on all you fucking Rockies right now. Right now, I'm trying to buy a crib, right? And the market sucks.
I already have one.
You already have one. You're rich. The market sucks. There's houses listed at 400. There are condos listed at 400. We offer 440, whatever. And they're like, nah. And we're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is our max bid. Like, take it. And then, so that's Gerrit Cole is saying we did the most we could and they still said no. He still wanted to be no matter what, he wanted to be a Yankee.
That was a collision course. That was
there's nothing we could do.
Yeah, so that's when, like, man, you have to let that shit go and you can't be like, damn, I went to prom with this girl and it could have been this girl, but then, like, you asked that girl and she said no. Like, then you couldn't have gone to prom with her.
Yeah. There's no shot. You never
What the fuck are you crying about?
You never had a chance. You never stood a chance.
And you're going to sit here and say, oh, this fuck, see? She didn't want to dance. I fucking called it.
See, I mean, you're right, though. I mean,
it's like, bro.
You never had a chance. You never had a chance to begin with. It's
be happy have you seen
Saw? Have you seen Saw the movie? The first one? The key goes down the drain first minute of the movie. Never had a chance.
Dude, and then it's like... The
key was gone.
Bro, that movie was wild.
Can't believe it was a real thing.
Spoiler alert from 20 years ago?
I saw The Mist. Also good one.
What is that?
Good movie.
Spoiler alert from 20 years ago? Guy has been laying in the middle of the fucking room the whole movie. Just gets up and leaves.
Yeah, it couldn't be me.
What, you wouldn't get up and leave?
Bro, it's just like, I can't, I got things to do. I can't be here all fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be here. I got a podcast. I got
just laying there.
I got to do. I can't, just can't lay in the fucking listening ground all day.
To everyone go, fucking,
Yeah, exactly. Fucking psycho. All right, let's do Halo of the Week and Home Run of the Week. Not a lot of home runs, right? Actually,
Walshy
might be the only one.
Walshy hit that one.
Did we hit one in San Fran? No, right?
Keon and Rendon should have had them if we weren't.
So it has to be Walsh because we didn't hit one.
Yeah, Walsh is the only home run.
That's crazy.
That's actually a really weird stat.
What if you wouldn't have hit that one? We wouldn't have had one. Someone had to have hit one on Tuesday.
No, I think we just... Rendon had five.
RBIs.
And none of them came from a home run.
Fuck.
Stassi had one, I believe, an RBI off the wall.
That is crazy. Damn. All right. So Walsh by default. Walsh bomb.
Walsh coin.
Sunday. Walsh coin going up. Check Robin Hood.
That was pretty lit.
All right. And then Halo of the Week.
Heen Dog.
I think it has to be Heen Perro.
It got to be.
Yeah.
He righted the ship on a day that we really needed it.
Also, honorable mention, Suzuki. For being a dog.
I thought that too.
I'm down to go with both of those two.
Either, and then close second got to be Cobb.
Cobb too. I want to give him some love. Cobb, man. I'm going to the game Saturday. I mean, maybe we should do it Friday. Show me your thing.
Oh, we're gonna see Shohei on Friday.
Yeah,
that's tight.
And it's a giveaway. House is gonna be packed.
What is it?
Mike Trout bobblehead.
Another bobblehead?
I think it's 300 home runs.
No, we just got that one.
Then I don't know.
We got that one last week.
Three MVP? Three Silver Sluggers?
So it's another bobblehead?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Bro, this fucking thing's going to be full.
I know. We need to put something else here. If you guys have bobbleheads, shoot them our way. We need a... I want to get like a Joe Adell one. Shout out Joe Adell. He's still leading the minors in home runs. Kind of pisses me off when people say, how come he's not in the majors yet, though? But, you know, read the whole story, you know?
He hit a bomb off of one that was like in the dirt, and he went oppo with it. That
shit was oppo tight. Taco Tuesday.
Bro, that shit was
fire. Yeah, that was fire. What else? Let's get into we'll get into some of the MLB stuff. Or no, injuries. Trout still out.
It was just
Iglesias still out.
Oh, that they said he was out of a boot, but then
I didn't even know he was.
We didn't know he was in a boot.
Somebody said he was playing golf.
Perry Burner,
you believe that?
Perry Burner said that Joe Maddon said he was playing golf.
You believe that?
Maybe Joe Maddon was saying it to like get people off his tracks. And he secretly was in a boot.
I need him back like I need water. Bro, if he's back by Arizona.
Bro, I have a fucking boot elite. Story.
A boot story?
Bro, we were in Vegas. And 808 Ray, if you guys know him, you know where this is headed. He's walking in a boot through the casino. Slips and hurts his other leg. So we had to put him in a wheelchair. That's dude.
That's elite.
Because he's
the guy from SpongeBob, my leg.
Dude, it's literally was every day I wake up and my bones are made of glass.
Jesus Christ.
Dude. It was like, anyone that listens to this that was there, I don't know if anyone, maybe Philip or something, but like, dude, incredible, incredible bad luck. You know how we're six games out and we've had the worst luck?
Yeah.
Like,
Ray this was is like, almost like us saying, like, damn, what if we get swept and then it happens?
Ray was like $600 down.
And that he sucks.
Fucking got the worst luck.
That sucks. Sorry, Ray. Trout out of a boot, though.
That's huge.
Damn. All right, so wait. Home run of the week was Walsh. Halo of the week, Heen Perro.
Yep.
Honorable mention, Suzuki.
Trout out of the boot.
Stassi's Trout out of the back. Boot. Stassi's back. That really helped. I mean, that guy is just so valuable to the Angels. I don't know what... I think he's on a one-year deal. Sign that motherfucker up. 2 years extension right now.
Yeah, and then we got word from... Pete Soto that Iggy was taking batting practice in San Fran.
That was cool.
So that means he's kind of close.
I think I read he should be ready by this weekend.
Okay, fire. And then we
I don't know if the time permits, but maybe it should.
So if he, I know where you're going to go with this, but
when did he get hurt? He got hurt when we were blowing someone out.
If he comes up, I mean, when he comes back, who are you sending? Rojas or Keon back down? That's where it gets tricky.
Ben Boom's already down, right?
I think Ben Boom's with us right now.
I think there's a spot because of Quintana's on the IL. Maybe. I think. Or Quijada. I'm probably sending Quijada back.
But then we just have three utility guys?
I don't. Probably Wong.
All right, we'll figure that out.
It's probably Wong, but he's been playing well too. Which also, shout out Keon Wong, but also fucking look alive, buddy.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. I don't need you hurting fucking up then.
That's the next thing. Justin Onion is probably going to be okay.
If I see him on the lineup tomorrow, I'll lose my shit. I'll be like, yes, thank you.
He's 64 years old, so he got taken out because of precaution. But I think if it was like Fernando Tatis and fucking Jake Cronenworth smashed into each other, they'd both probably stay in the game.
Well, Tommy Pham, that actually happened. He smashed into somebody.
Yeah, and then he tried to beat someone up in the dugout.
Ooh, I didn't see it.
He's crazy.
He tried to beat someone up?
Bro, he got stabbed and turned into a fucking gangster.
Well, someone put like, he's bleeding, and I was like, no, that was when he got stabbed.
Yeah, dude, this guy's nuts.
Maybe every time he just bleeds, he's a psycho.
He just goes, ah!
He just loses it, so... all right, Justin Onion needs to get better, needs to get back on the field. Friday's going to be elite because...
Friday's going to be fun, bro.
Birth of the...
Friday's going to be fun.
Justin Onion jersey.
Are you going to get it?
I'm going to get it, yeah.
Friday's going to be fun.
I'm also thinking about getting that big jacket, too.
No.
I have to.
It's too hot to wear it jackets, looks,
but
dog.
It gets cold in fucking Anaheim, bro. Think of October.
It gets cold at night.
Think of October.
Think of the kids.
I'm going to need a jacket in October, and I also want to do a TikTok of Chinese street fashion, but just me and Angel stuff.
Okay, before we get
you
to October.
Know, I love it. I'm going to do that video.
What you know about rolling down in the deep.
The whitest hype song of all time.
Before we get to October, we have to get to July. And right now,
it's gonna be hot.
We have no one representing the Angels in John Boy's bullshit projections.
Elite fucking segue.
For July.
Elite segue. I'm not taking those into consideration. I just John Boy, I don't care. You know what? We used to look up to you. Now I don't care.
Bro, if you have Jesse Winker.
He's been balling.
But you don't have Shohei.
That's two totally different leagues, though.
That's fine. You're out of your mind.
Bro, that's two different
leagues. Make a fucking spot for him.
That's different. He's in the NL.
So what? He's a starting pitcher.
Winker is an outfielder.
No, Shohei is a starting pitcher.
NL? You're just making up rules.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I mean, now the JD Martinez.
Put Shohei as a starting pitcher since it's going to be at Coors so that he can hit for himself.
He's in AL.
Yeah, but since it's at Coors.
Who were the starting pitchers? Garrett Cole?
It was Lance Lynn. Fat fuck.
He's fat. I didn't like the JD Martinez. Like, I mean, I get it. Sure, do you want to crunch his numbers and look at, like, his OPS? His batting average.
There's no way that you put...
There is 4,000 billion JD Martinezes in Major League Baseball.
There's no way you
put him in the course of, like, the beginning of Major League Baseball, and now there's 4,000 JD Martinezes.
And then who do they have? They had Vladdy at first. Okay,
it was hard for me to hate on Vlad.
I get it. Over Walsh, but, like...
That's just fucked. It's going to be one of those years where it's just like, we're going to get no one.
But you,
if Shohei doesn't make it, travesty. Actual travesty. Probably the worst thing in sports.
Burn it to the fucking ground.
I won't go. I know we have our guy, Boots on the Ground, trying to go. I will not pay for that if Shohei
doesn't. It's like on a Wednesday, huh?
I would love to go. I just can't. Fuck. I know. What you know about rolling down in the deep end?
Rolling down to Colorado.
We'll just do our own all-star game projections and just put our guys in there. Fuck them. And then people will roast us and we can say, who gives a fuck? Suck my balls.
It's just all Angels.
Which is literally everything we do with the Angels is people just be like, hey, we're going to get rid of the Rocks. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, that was wild.
I mean, you got, like, you have to know not to pick the Rocks.
I've never seen
like a such a joke, but still, don't be an idiot.
I've never seen a more perfect reply than Hoodie Brandon.
Which one?
The Stephen A. Smith.
Well, you ain't gotta say that. Like,
I mean, you're not wrong.
So we put out a poll today on Rocks in the Outfield Twitter. We said, which one of these, Stadium Edition,
yeah,
which one of these four has to go? One of them was the Big A outside by the 57. The other one was the Rocks in the Outfield. The two hats up front and the Budweiser patio, right? We're doing stadium renovations. One of them has to go. Pick one. A lot of people said Budweiser patio. I said Bud Heavy Patio because I think Can't use it anyways when there's COVID, right? So fucking get rid of it. We can't fucking use it. I obviously put like choose wisely with some eyes because I was like, don't, like, if you pick the rocks, like, I'm just going to be mean to you. I don't want to be mean to you, but I will. And then I think later on, eventually people just started putting rocks to just see what, like, what kind of reaction they'd get out of me. Cause the first few, like, it was like butt heavy, hat. No one said big A. Everyone loves a big A.
Yeah. Respectful.
And then someone put rocks. I put fuck you. Someone put rocks again. I put, like, rocks gotta go. I put, you gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
And then people were like, there was another thread I saw. It's like, what do you want, a new stadium or renovation? And it's like, stadium's fucking fine. We're like, who the fuck needs this state-of-the-art shit? Come to the fucking game, pee in a fucking trough, get your fucking beer, get your hot dogs, sit in your fucking green seats that are hot as fuck on Sunday, and just watch the game. What do you need a fucking Shake Shack in the stadium for?
We should go to the St. Archer shit at least some, like, one time.
Well, you're gonna do a thing there.
No, like the where you can sit down, eat, and watch the game from there.
I know, but I'm saying you're probably going to do a
maybe video, I mean, at some point, but like we could watch a game from there. It seems cool to like consume it from there.
Well, we're going to two games this homestand, which is kind of pathetic. We should go to more.
We
kind of got to pick it up after this.
We can go to more.
After Hawaii, like we really got to get on like
fucking rattled.
We really got to do Tuesday, Wednesday. Like we got to do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Fucking A.
We have to. Like, we're not fans if we don't.
That's fine. I get it. Oh. But it's like,
yeah, it's going to suck.
You just, all you said right now was we got to really spend $500. Like, that's what I heard.
Yeah. But I mean, also, that's where we got to drive t-shirt sales. We got to drive. I mean, we got to get at. We got, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of know how. It's just, I don't want to sell out. I'm not going to sell out for fucking a couple $100 an episode.
I think the Joe Maddon experience is going to do
that. Well, should be far.
It's going to pop.
We also got to keep better track of that because what we do is like we get money and then we give it and then it's like, well, we lost it.
It's like, what happened to this?
Four beers. And yeah. We're done. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to this homestand. I love when they get away and then I love when they come back because it's like they come back Thursday through Wednesday. By Wednesday, I'll be like, get the fuck out of town. Like, yeah. I'm done with you. Well, we're going to go see them even though they're out of town. Get out of town, and then it's like when they're gone, it's like, please come back home. Like, I missed you.
Miss you guys.
So I do miss them. What else are we missing, right? Let's see.
I mean,
you have just, there's this shit around the MLB. Ozuna, done.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Ozuna, you know Ozuna shit. The biggest thing of this week, literally today and yesterday, Marcus Stroman.
Bro,
he was doing his thing against the D-backs. Which, I mean, ironic, we have a connection to the D-backs and this happens.
Yeah.
And the announcer is just like Marcus and another dude were like chirping a bit. And then today the guy's like, oh, I just did it to like rile up my guys to see if like it.
Stroman did.
No,
because I didn't see.
Was it Josh Rojas, I think?
Oh, yeah. The Rojas guy on the Diamondbacks. Yeah.
He's like, he was saying, like, I just like thought it was cool banter to get my guys riled up. And like, I thought nothing of it. Like, it kind of worked, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And then the announcer is like, I wonder if Tom Seaver wore that do-rag. Like,
also just like a bonehead thing to say. Clearly, and you know, like those kind of guys, like those guys cut from a different, like, they're just a different, they're like robots, right? And it's like, for him to say that, like, he's really going on a ledge.
I think robot and racist have the same amount of letters.
I mean, it's crazy that they would say that. And it makes me so happy that we have guys like Sut, Gooby, and Jose. That just, I honestly, if they ever said anything like that, I'd honestly be fucking jaw to the floor because they seem very up to the times, up to the speed. They seem like just straight up really good dudes. I don't know the guy from the Diamondbacks, but just to say that, yeah, you might not be a racist, but you're just fucking dumb. Like, why would you say that?
You're dumb, and then also that's a deep drive to right field, and that'll make it.
There it is.
Fucking 4-0.
That fucking guy.
Dude, right. It's like that guy. That it's that kind of
well,
shit.
Well, he's going to have a broadcasting partner now. Like, him and fucking homeboy.
In hell.
No, in fucking the Mexican Yasiel Puig League or wherever the fuck they're at.
And this dude, the D-backs guy, I guess he said something about Tatis before too.
No shit.
So like it's easier to run around the bases without like a dog chain around your neck or some shit. Because you know how Tatis got the fucking
racist. So. That's crazy. I mean, I can't believe. You know, I'm actually excited. Another story. Stroman, this shit's crazy. Shout out to Stro. Keep doing your thing, man. We got to like. You and I got to wear Durex to a game or something.
Let's do it on Friday.
Maybe on Sunday we'll just wear them in the pod.
Get a haircut.
We should have done it today. Should have fucking done
it. No, it's okay. It's better when people forget about it and then we go boom.
All right. Sunday, Durex. Okay. Okay. Okay, what was I talking about before this? Yeah, Ozuna done. Obviously, bad dude. Don't want to shed light on that. Don't do that. It is interesting, though. Ricochet shot at the Mets. The Braves are on the hook for all the money. They can't avoid it.
And that's where...
It sucks.
That's where there has to be some sort of manipulation to the rule where it's like...
Do you blame them if they're like, well, fuck, I mean, we got to pay you anyways. We might as well get the value out of it. Like if he continues to play for the Braves, like, are you going to be like...
I don't know if he's going to even be out of jail, dude.
Well, he's going to have a fucking highest commissary account of all time.
He's going to have fucking cup of noodles for life.
3 million cup of noodles.
Yeah, that's where, I mean, because a lot of these guys can get off the hook if it's just he said, she said, like, if his lady said it. Like, look at Chapman. Chapman got off the hook and like because it was just he said, she said.
Crazy, bro.
Bro, Ozuna, the
police saw it.
The cops saw it.
Yes.
That's where it wild. Gets like, oh, yeah, you're fucked.
You're done.
I mean, I don't know. The guy's obviously a shitty guy. He looked, and that wasn't a mugshot, but it was like a picture that someone took of him in cuffs next to the cops. Mm. He looks like he's Thanos. He's
massive.
Either the cops are fucking 2'5", or like, because he's listed as 6'1". That the guy sucks. Looks too fucking big.
That's terrible.
And that also leads me to too fucking, obviously should never do it, way too fucking big to be putting your hands on your fucking wife.
Yeah, wild.
But don't ever do that, but don't be 6'1 and be massive and do that either.
Also, don't do that. Yeah, no, for sure. What you should do is what Ronald Acuna did to stick it on the Braves. Shout out, buddy, man. Coming out in English.
Dude, he...
Fucking tight. I wish the... I know he still needed the translator to kind of understand it, but fuck, man, that was lit.
And you could tell that, like, the announcer that was doing it, like, the broadcaster girl, she was like smiling. She was like impressed.
She was like shook. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like,
yeah.
Cause I'm assuming that they just sit there. They probably just zone out when they're giving their answers. Cause they're just like,
focused on what they're going to say.
They're next. Like, I don't understand. Sure. And I'm sure she's like, oh fuck. Like I go in and I hit the ball and that's all I care about.
My dad just told me have fun.
Yeah.
Like, dude. My dude, Ronnie, that's fucking tight. Shout out Ronnie. He's one of the goats that,
very likable guy.
Yeah, man. He's awesome. And good for him. I'm going to start calling him Big Bird. Cause he wears all the yellow shit. Also, last thing around the MLB, I single-handedly turned Juan Soto's career around. He was like 0 for the last couple games. I tweet about him. Can't stop hitting home runs. So, shout out Juan Soto. Shout out me. Shout out us about to spend money.
Shout out. Yeah.
So, keep doing well so I can have money to spend. Because we have a lot of Juan Soto stock on this pod.
Keep putting out City Connect jerseys so I can want to buy all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, the City Connect. You were talking about that?
Yeah, they're incredible. They just put out the Chicago White Sox.
That was cool.
I thought nothing was going to top the Miami ones, which maybe they didn't top them, but they definitely were in the same ballpark.
Yeah, for sure.
Good
ironic statement there.
Yeah, dude, pun lord.
To see Tony La Russa in those, I would pay any amount of money.
Dude, he's probably like, what are these goddamn lines all over this fucking black jersey? Black? Ugh.
Think he's right. Oh, maybe.
Hey, dude.
Dude, okay, yes, so this is what I wanted to say. Speaking of La Russa, Cody Bellinger hit a grand slam on 3-0 today.
Up 7-1.
No one gives a fuck.
It was like up 7-1.
Competitor.
Yeah, he's
a competitor.
He's scrappy.
He's a scrappy competitor. He's a scrappy fucking guy. Baseball is in fucking shambles right now. Every 2 weeks, it's like, can't go without another story and another fucking controversy or something, but I love it. Let's get Trout back. Let's get fucking, you know, it's such a great sport. And I was telling, you know, my girl, obviously I was like, this is like fucking like how you felt during Game of Thrones is how I feel every fucking new 9 innings.
It's so compelling.
It's a new season every fucking time. And by Tuesday was a great game, 8-1. By Friday, I'll be fucking done with Tuesday. Like I'm totally forgot about Tuesday. I'll be on Thursday, Friday. And I feel, I don't know what I feel, good, bad, whatever. I feel something. And it's just like, I love this team.
It's like watching a new episode of a show, but like it's every day for 162 fucking, like.
162 episode season.
And it's insane. That
never gets canceled.
Because like, the next day you're like, what is going to happen?
And there's no script and it just goes and goes and goes. It's, damn, man. But it's crazy. Like, tell me something you want to see in the majors this week.
I want to see Javi Baez
stop.
Continue to prove everyone wrong. And I've been doing my little thing on Twitter lately. And yes, it will keep going and it will probably amplify very soon.
They're getting City Connect jerseys, right?
They're getting City Connect jerseys in 3 days.
And
no,
how?
No, in like no. 10 days.
And how fast before you buy the Baez?
It's already in my cart.
The day it drops. It's
in my cart. We're going to be in Hawaii that day? We're going to be in Arizona that day.
Yeah.
Hey, how about we'll people are going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys? Arizona?
Yeah.
In 24 hours, we're going to go from California to Arizona to California to Hawaii.
Yep. That's going to be fun.
That's iconic.
I'm actually not stoked about the vodka thing.
You don't have to go.
I want to. I just don't want to drink all the vodka.
Don't be scared.
Are you going to you have to drink vodka?
Oh.
I'm not going to
drink. That Kettle One shit that I'd be crushing at the games is vodka.
I'll drink those, but I'm not drinking straight vodka. Hand sanitizer. No shot.
You go like this. You go.
Not doing that. Did that at a tequila thing. Threw up in Mexico.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but the tequila one was good. That was
the heavy hitter
shit. That was fire. That one was fire. I could do that. In Mexico,
tequila heavy hitter
shit. Yeah, that shit was fire. The vodka one, no thanks.
What about you? What do you want to see?
I want to see, I guess, around the league. I want to see Vladdy continue his pace. I want to see Vladdy just continue to ball out. And I want to just see him keep pushing the home run lead. I don't know if him and Acuna are tied right now. I think he might have one up or they're tied. And then with the Angels, I want to see, you know, Justin Upton kind of, he's having his little flares. I want to see those things continue to keep going.
You like him in the leadoff spot?
Yeah. I think we keep him there until, I mean, imagine Upton, Ohtani, Trout, you know.
Who, Walsh, Rendon.
No, it'll be Rendon 4. Walsh 5, Iggy 6.
I want to maximize Walsh's at bats, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I just.
Like, I almost want Rendon hitting leadoff because he walks so much.
Well, what about, like.
But he's slow.
Rendon's got to be 4. I mean, you put Rendon at 5. That's.
Because think about it. Upton is in the leadoff spot and he's been doing pretty well, but he strikes out a ton.
Well, Fletcher at 9, bro. Like, that's elite, too.
Yeah, that's dope.
It's Fletcher, then you get to 8 and it's like top of the order.
It's the rebirth of Fletch.
Yeah. I love that. Love Fletcher at 8. Shout out Fletch. Happy birthday to him. His birthday just passed. That Mike Trout video. This is David Fletcher. Elite.
Yeah, so funny.
Elite. We have the elitist team in the league. I think that should be about it. I mean, eventually, it looks like we're getting big enough to start taking fan questions again, I guess. Or I don't know if we ever have, but.
We got a few, like, hey, DM us kind of shit.
We will have. So we're getting more hands on deck, obviously. We have right now we have, like, an internet behind the scenes guy. We're going to have boots on the ground and then we're going to have, Zepeda in here who she's going to keep us on track. She's going to make sure that our timing's good and everything's going on great. And, I think we're going to have a Rocks and TikTok thing going or something with that. I'm going to do a Justin Upton video Friday. Hopefully that comes out well. And then all your little videos should go on there as well.
Don't call them little.
Well, I just didn't know what to call him, I bet.
Don't call him little.
All right, your little shit. Your little project. Your little girlfriend. I'm just kidding. So, I mean, what an episode. I mean, Carl, you almost died on a jet ski. Crazy.
Hey, when we go to Hawaii, we have to change the title to Rocks in the Ocean.
No.
Dude.
I like the idea there, but that's it needs perfect. To be something more like, you know, volcanoes in the outfield or something. Or like,
bro, Rocks in the Ocean.
Rocks in the ocean.
Islands are literally rocks.
Rocks in the ocean.
Islands are rocks in the ocean.
All right.
We're on a spinning rock.
Someone's going to be like, well, actually, they're tectonic plates that actually collided. And, you know, someone's going to hit you with that. So,
Kyle. Ready for that? Kyle Kishimoto.
Go.
Is that his name?
Need the threads.
Yeah, I want him. I love those threads.
Those threads are so. They make me feel so fucking smart.
Fucking love those.
I'm threads. Like, yes, Kyle. Go. Keep going, Kyle. So we're going to have more. Obviously, we're going to have. We're still working on Jacket Night. We're just a little unorganized right now. Give me until after Hawaii and we'll be back on track. We'll have full hands on deck.
After Hawaii, we're going to be rolling.
We're going to be rolling. And then All-Star break's coming up and then second half of the season rolling again. We're going to put out a bunch of cool stuff. You know, and it's difficult because when you want to be new, there's no playbook, right? Just how like
you have to do it.
Ohtani, right? There's no playbook on what to do, how to do if you're trying to be new. So We're trying to be new. We're trying to be different. We're trying to throw things out there. And whatever sticks, sticks. Whatever doesn't, doesn't. We're going to try to be, you know, it going to the ball game, you know, shouldn't be boring. Shouldn't be whatever you call it. It should be a good fucking fun time. And that's what I do. That's what we do when we go. And that's, you know, I'm sure everyone's experience is different.
I think we have too much fun when we go.
I think people around us like see and be like, I want to be, this is kind of egotistical of me to say, but they see us and they're like, I don't know what's going on in 240. It's a party in 240. I want to know what's going on in row L. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on over there? Why are they having so much fun? It was just a single. It was just a bloop double, whatever.
So why is that guy running up and down the stairs?
Again, it was just a single.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Make sure you follow us on every social. If you're here, you probably already do. But tell your friends. On Twitter, at RocksInTheOF. On Instagram, at RocksInTheOF. Cool thing about those two, you go to those pages in the bio. There's a link tree. Link tree's a goat. You click the link tree, literally a tree, ton of branches. It'll have our store, YouTube. YouTube, our Instagram, my personal one, your personal one, and we're gonna add to it. We're gonna have a bunch of different things, and it will be super fun. So thank you guys for listening, supporting, and once again, we're live from, well, not live, but we're post
live-ish.
Yeah, we're here with you. We're here. Wherever you are, we're with you. But we're also at Rico's in Fullerton. Make sure to check them out. Google them. Get a haircut from David. He's the GOAT.
And let me know what you think about these glasses, even though it doesn't matter because I'm going to keep wearing them.
What if you're only on audio?
I still want to know what you think.
What if people are only on audio?
I'll put a picture on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Picture on Twitter. All right, guys. We will see you. If you're at the game Friday, make sure you say what's up.
Yeah,
hit us up. The game Monday. Well, I guess we'll talk about that Sunday. So episode is over. See you guys Monday. And let's go get, I mean, what are you thinking? 4 Seattle, 3 in Kansas City. How many do you want?
5-2.
Ooh, spicy. I would love that. I'm going to go 4-3.
I think we're going to sweep Kansas City.
I think we're going to sweep Seattle, get swept by Kansas City.
Oh, we need to sweep.
Fuck you. Imagine that.
We're gonna sweep Kansas City.
All right. Make sure also, one last favor. I never ask you guys for anything. Leave a review. Apple iTunes. Say Max is funny. Carl's glasses are cool. Anything. 5 stars. Say something. Write something. And if you screenshot it and show me, I don't know. Maybe I'll give you a hug or something.
Buy shirts so that we get out of
bed. Also buy shirts because we're going to Hawaii, Arizona, and those things need to be paid for with money. Or crypto. Shoot crypto.
Ethereum. Give it to me.
Love that. All right. Rocks in the Outfield, episode 56. It's over. Take your guys 450. We'll see you when we see you.
Love you guys.